joined now by Martin Chulov, who is in Jordan. Martin, what can you tell us about the situation there and the reaction to events in Egypt?
Well, people are still watching the events very, very closely, and as is the government. All were expecting some kind of a street demonstration today to call for political reforms and economic reforms. They have been held after Friday prayers for the last 4 weeks. However, it rained in Amman today, and the turnout was very, very small. The Muslim Brotherhood, who was the chief opposition force here, met with the king yesterday. They emerged somewhat placated in that that reforms will be introduced very, very quickly, and therefore they didn't send their people to the streets en masse today. So for now, it's pretty much a tense and ongoing calm, with people no doubt fascinated still by what's going on in Cairo and Alexandria.
And you describe it as a tense calm, but there's no signs of anything nastier looming, or are there?
In the short term, I would say no. I mean, there are some ingredients here that Jordan shares with Egypt, but the push for reform, both political reform and economic reform, had started well before the demonstrations kicked off in Tunisia and in Cairo. There is a mood, I would sense, to give the king and to give the new government a little more time. The king did sack the government en masse last week. He is looking to form a new government very, very soon. This will be an extremely important decision for him, the personnel that he chooses, and people will watch to see if he does have that capacity to push the reforms that he's promising. Because if he doesn't, the situation here will turn very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. But to summarise, so far, so calm.
So far, so calm. The atmosphere does not seem to be nearly as ripe as it was in Tunis or in Egypt, but people do share similar frustrations. For now, they are quietly confident that they can achieve what they want without actually taking to the street and forcing revolution.
That's great, Martin. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Cheers.